Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of Kidashto. And Baruch Hashem, we've already seen the flows, and we hope to continue doing so. Rama, Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Chof Ches, Sif Mem Hei writes, Asur l'shtamish b'koin afilu b'zman hazeh d'havi k'moyil b'hektish. One is not allowed to use a koin b'zman hazeh, because it's like misappropriating temple property. Im loy mochel al kach, if he wasn't mochel. And the makor is the famous source. Maisa b'koyin she yotzak mayim al yidei Rabbeinu Tam. There was a maisa with a certain koyin who poured water on the hands of Rabbeinu Tam. V'hiksha lo talmid. The Talmud asks Rabbeinu Tam, "Vashaninu b'Yerushalmi, didn't we learn in the Yerushalmi? Hamishtamish b'kahuna mo'al. That if you use kahuna, it's me'ila. Brachas perakas halacha hei. V'heishiv lo ein behem kedusha b'zman hazeh." And he responded by saying that they don't have kedusha b'zman hazeh. T'kayim alam ein b'gdeyam aleim ein kedusha asam aleim. We paskin, if they're not wearing the begadim, they're not holy. So it's cool, I'm allowed to use the coin. V'kshlo im kein, kol mine kedusha lo avid behu. So why do we have any kedusha on coin? They're not wearing their begadim. Why do they have any sanctity b'zman hazeh? V'shosak Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam remains silent. V'heshiv harav peter. So Rav Peter answered, then he sheyesh behem kedusha. It's true they have kedusha yachol limcho, but they could be moichol. A Kohen doesn't have a hole born in his ear if he's an Eved, because that would make him a Baal Mum. But even without that reason, how are you allowed to enslave a Kohen? He's a Kohen. You're not allowed to use the Kohen. But rather, he can be Moichel. If they needed to come on to Baal Mum, because otherwise he'd be able to be Nirtza. So what's the teretz? The teretz is how do they have Kiddush B'zman Hazeh? They do, but they're Machal. That's the only way we're allowed to use a Kohen B'zman Hazeh. That's the only way they have Kiddush, even though they're not wearing their begadim. They have Kiddush unless they're Machal. If they're Machal, then we can use them, and that would explain how you have a Kohen who's an Eved. Ad Kan, L'chayr, we have to understand. What was Rabbeinu Tam thinking? Rabbeinu Tam didn't answer the Talmud who said that kol minei kedusha lo le'avid bo. Since they're not wearing the begadim, they have no kedusha, so they're not kadosh at all. Why didn't Rabbeinu Tam answer the Talmud? And said, no, they're mochel. Rabbeinu Tam remained silent. Now the problem is that Rabbeinu Peter seemed to have been answering for Rabbeinu Tam. And yet he wasn't answering for Rabbeinu Tam. He was saying something different than Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says they have no Kedusha. And Rabbi Peter says they do have Kedusha. But it seems from this source that Rabbeinu Peter is answering for Rabbeinu Tam. But he was saying something completely different than Rabbeinu Tam. In the Maram Shik and Aruch Chaim and Tzimit Samach, he writes in the name of the Chasam Sofer, connect Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Peter. Ein betaz b'sif katan lamites b'simen kuf chav ches u'v'divrei ha'mashach chachma at the beginning of Emor. We also have to understand Rabbeinu Peter, who proves from the fact that an Eved Ivri is a kayin. How can that be? What's the problem? The only time you're dealing with a kohen yirtza, somebody who's going to have a whore born in his ear, it's only if the beis din sold him when he stole something. So mehechi teisi that he was moichel. Talking about nimkar b'gnevasai. And Chas Chinuch discussed this in Reis Samachtes. And we also have to understand the maisa that was brought in the Yerushalmi, that Abba Bar Bar Chana was makbar on Rav Chuna, he was mishtamish b'koyin, that's after the Churban, it was ein b'gdei amaleim. So you see that it's even after the Churban, even ein b'gdei amaleim, and still there's an Isser. So what was the answer of Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu says, no, it's fine. Ein b'gdei amaleim, so it's not a problem. But you see in the Gemara that it's not true. Even if ein b'gdei amaleim, it is a problem. In the Sefer Birka Yosef in Aruch Chaim, in the Shira Brach and Sifkot and Dalet, he brings this kash in the name of the Sefer Yad Aaron. So based on what we've been saying in the previous shiurim, we can say its answer is follows. The Yisoda Yisr Shal Mishtamish B'Koyin, we see in the Yerushalmi that it's derived from the Pasuk in Ezra, V'amr Lehem Atem Kodesh Lashem, V'akelim Kodesh, Ma'akelim HaMishtamish B'Hem Mo'al, Af HaMishtamish B'Koyhanim Mo'al. So it compares Kohanim to the Kalim. Just like if you use Kalim, it's Me'ila. So if you use Kohanim, it's Me'ila. So it's Mavur L'choira, Shu Isser Bifnei Atzmai, Me'alfusa Dema Kalim. Yesh B'ze Shaychus L'Isser Me'ila. Tamur L'Fizeh. So you see that it's an independent Isser. And it's Shaych to the Isser of Me'ila. It's learned from Ma'kalim, Ashtamish Me'mo'al, from Ashtamish B'Kohanim Mo'al. So then how can Mechila help? Is there such a thing as Mechila and Me'ila? That we don't find. And this kasha was already asked by the Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Kuf Chav Ches. A similar hara in the Ksav Sofer and Aruch Chaim Tezvav. And the Smag, which says that B'schar Mutter, he says, B'schar Mutter, if you pay him, it's okay. It's Me'ila. Mali B'china, Mali B'schar. However, in the Taz, in Sifkat Lamites, he writes, you see from everything he says there, that it's all included in the Chi of a Vikidashtoi. In Lahedje, it's like that in Lavush. Vikidashto, what does that have to do with Me'ila and the Kalim? So you want to understand this Inyan of Me'ila. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to make them muvdol. We want to be mavdil the kohanim. That's our job. To be mavdil the kohanim. And make them miyuchad la'avodas hamikdash, to show that they're special for avodas hamikdash. And in that, kishem shebekelim yesh ben mi'ila, kevin shashimush behem uneged ha'yesem miyuchadim l'shimush dehekdash. So therefore, just like by the kelim, there's a mi'ila problem, since using them is against their unique task of being used for hekdash alone. And it's well known, we've discussed, I believe, in the past, the Reb Shimon, in his Chedusha Manadarm and Siman Aleph, B'yar Agedr B'Shel Isser Chepzah Dehekdei, Shayin Sham. So when you're using Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash for your own purposes, that's against their special purpose. As to be used only for Hekdesh. Kamo Kein Yesh HaSmach Mikra. The Ezra, Shashimish Bukwanam Weged Yichudim Lavoidis Hamikdas, so too. There's an Asmachta from the Pasuk in Ezra that using Kohanim is against their Yichud Lavoidis Hamikdas. What's Kalim? Kalim are Meyuchud Lavoidis Hamikdas. What's Me'ila? Taking something that's Meyuchud Lavoidis Hamikdas and using it for your own purposes. What are Kohanim? Miyuchad, you have to set them aside as special for Avodas HaMikdash. If you use them for your own purposes, that's against their Yichud, Avodas HaMikdash. That's from the Asmachta, from the Pasuk in Ezra, that compares them to the Kelim. U'kishem shemitchayevet imahem hanagah shel miyuchadim la'avodas HaMikdash. Just like there has to be a hanhaga for the Kohanim of miyuchadim la'avodas HaMikdash, hanhaga of using them for your own purposes is against what's mischayev from their essence, that they're miyuchad la'avodas HaMikdash v'lo la'avodas HaCheilim. And that's why you're not allowed to use them, just like you're not allowed to use Me'ila. You're not allowed to misappropriate what belongs to the Beis HaMikdash because it's Miyuchad for the Mikdash. So too, you're not allowed to, so to speak, misappropriate the Kohanim, who also are Miyuchad for the Mikdash. Where does that come from? Like we saw in the Taz, it comes from the Din of Vikidashto. Vikidashto is what makes them. The Din of Vikidashto means that you have to separate them because they're miyuchad la'avodas HaMikdash. So now we can understand Rabbeinu Peter, that just like mitam din zeh, ein b'zeh iser ala koin atzmoi, we have this din that you're not allowed to misappropriate the Kohanim. They're special for the Mikdash. Now, is the Kohen allowed to serve himself? Of course he's allowed to. And we don't say he's moyel b'hekdesh, because hanhagas ha'koin atzmoi la'atzmoi, and Hagas HaKoyin Atzmoy LaAtzmoy is not a stira to his mitzius, his miyuchad la'avodas HaMikdash. And just like, and since Gam Adam Hu LaAtzmoy, even though, since this person can even serve himself, he can be for himself, he can take care of himself, even though he's miyuchad la'avodas HaMikdash, and in his ubimiyuchadusoy la'avoda, and in his uniqueness, in his being set aside for the Avodah, the Torah did not negate the fact that he is also a person in and of himself. Therefore, mitzad mashu adam la'atzmoy, since he's a person for himself, yesh lo la'asos la'atzmoy, so he's allowed to serve himself. And therefore, there's only an iser for Yisrael to use him. He's allowed to take care of himself, since he's an Adam La'atzmo, he's a person for himself, so he's allowed to take care of himself. It's only an Isser for a different person, for Yisrael to use him. Because that's not an Ahaga Mitzad the Kohen La'atzmo, it's an Ahaga Mitzad Yisrael Klapei HaKohen. And that's against what the Jew's job is. What's the job of the Yisrael? The job of the Yisrael is to set him aside for the Kohuna, and that's not what he's doing. So that's against the fact that vis-a-vis the Yisrael, they're muvdal. The Kohanim have to be muvdal. And all they have is Avodas HaMikdash. That's what the job of the Yisrael is, to set aside the Kohen for Avodas HaMikdash. And if so, we can say that Rabbeinu Peter holds that similarly, if he does it, in other words, if he's moichel, so then it's coming from the kohen. If the Yisrael is using him, the kohen isn't maskim, he's not moichel, so then it's the Yisrael misusing the kohen. The Yisrael is not doing his job. But if it's the kohen being moichel, then it's coming mitzad the kohen. Just like the kohen can serve himself, when he's moichel, it's also coming mitzad the kohen. The din of kiddushah is that the Yisrael has to set him aside. But if he's moichel, then he is saying, okay, this is for my own purposes. So that's not a stira to the chiyuv havdalah and his chayv uvo b'nei Yisrael. We have to be mavdilim, but the moment he is a willing partner, so you say, okay, this is I'm doing for myself. That's part of my mechil. This is what I want to do. Or this is what you want to do. You're allowed to do whatever you want for yourself. That's in the same category as you taking care of your own needs. If you're taking care of our needs for your purposes, because that's what you decided that you want to do, then it's fine. So only the problem is if he's not mechil, and then we're derelict in our duties to set him aside for the levodas hakahuna. And it's interesting, in the Tshuvas Maharam Ben Baruch that we referenced in the previous year, he writes that the Heter Shimush is Beretzoyna Shel Kohen. He doesn't say it's Medin Michil, it's Beretzoyna. Same idea. In other words, it's just, this is what he wants to do. This is what he wants to do. He's allowed to do it. So it's not a stira to our having set him aside. We set him aside for avodah zarah. If he wants to do something for himself or for someone else, he can do it. And because of that, b'nimkar b'gnei v'asai, afal pi shalei mochal ha-koyein, if he's nimkar b'gnei v'asai, even though he wasn't mochal, b'nimkar b'gnei v'asai, kevin shabashi, but if he was sold in his geneva, if he was sold in his geneva, even though the coin wasn't Meichel, since the Shibut comes because of the coin himself, why is the Shibut coming because of the coin? He needs the money. He needs the money, otherwise he stole, and he's not repaying what he stole. So he has to be sold as an avid. So it's coming mitzad him. Now, it's not pshat that there's mechila here, there's no mechila here. But pshat is that it's coming mitzad him, so therefore it's not a stira to vikidashta. It's included in the tzvachim of the coin. That's Machmas HaKoin, velo Machmas Yisrael, and this is not a stira to his Kedusha. And that's the same thing when the student poured water on the hands of Rabbeinu Tam. She'eschus v'tzorer shel ha-yotzeku. This is what the Yotzek wanted to do. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam was trying to explain to the Talmud. It's not Mamash and Isra Me'ila. Ela she'isra ha-shimash pukuna tali ba'avoidu Machmas Shemuvdulullah. The Yisr Shemesh B'Kahuna is dependent on the Avoda, because he's Muvdal. For the Avoda. And therefore this Havdal applies B'Zman Hazeh as well, K'shein Bigdei Amaleim. Just like there's this Havdal Klapei Baal Mum, that we spoke about in a previous year, that even a Baal Mum is Muvdal. As a coin, there's a din v'kidash to even on a Baal Mum. And also b'zman hazeh. But the yisod ha-din is machas hayosam yuchad la'avoda. But if it's not a stira, then it's fine. There's no iser. And that's the remez of Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, what did Rabbeinu Tam say to him? Rabbeinu Tam said that Ein bem kedusha b'zman hazeh dekayim alam. Ein b'gdeim aleim, ein kedusha asam aleim. Seems Rami's to him that the whole din is because they are miyuchad la'avoda. That's what he was talking about when he mentioned the begadim. His Rami's, it's all about avoda. And ein b'gdeim aleim doesn't literally mean ein kedusha asam aleim. He's just saying that that it's outs the avoda. And therefore, if ein b'gdeim aleim k'dusha asam aleim, but it's because of the avoda, but there's still a din of setting them aside. Even b'zman hazeh. But the reason this is mutter, that's Rabbeinu Tam's son. The reason this is mutter is because this is what he wants to do. Since he's doing it letzarkoi, this is what he wants to do, then it's fine. And then Rabbeinu Peter was more explicit about it. He says, they have k'dusha, but he's moichel. In other words, he's doing it for himself. So really, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Peter were saying the same thing. Vayin betumim b'simin tesvav siv katan gimel shakosa b'das Rabbeinu Tam hanav damnam v'kidash to loftoch rishon with the rights of zman hazeh mid'rabbanan. That v'kidash to is d'oraisa, that he should get the first aliyah, etc. But b'zman hazeh it's only d'rabbanan. And what he apparently means is makom kavod haTorah the rabbis did an aser. And there he explains the reason, because Bavonasein Rab Lachar Churban Batal Kavod HaTorah. Batal Kavod HaTorah. What does that have to do with Kavod HaTorah? We're dealing with Kavod Koin. What about Koin? In other words, he's saying the reason it's not Midaraisa anymore, it's because Lachar Churban Batal Kavod HaTorah. We're dealing with Kavod Koin, not Kavod HaTorah. So why is there no longer a mitzvah? This is discussed by the Sholem Meshiv, Madura Kamen Chilek Aleph and Simen Tezvav. However, Rabbeinu Tam is toilet, but ain't Bigdeim Aleim, ain't Kunasim Aleim. Rabbeinu Tam says it's toilet in Bigdeim. Ain't Bigdeim Aleim, ain't Kunasim Aleim. Ain't Bigdeim Aleim, ain't Kunasim Aleim. not mitzad after the Chorban batal kavod Torah. And the Talmud adds, lo midin v'kidash do'al mikol esurei kuhuna. We shouldn't have bizman hazeh, since ain kuhunasim aleihem. So what's going on over here? What is this? What does the Tumim mean? Explaining Rabbeinu Tam, that bizman hazeh it's only the Rabbanan, batal kavod Torah. What's going on over here? Rabbeinu Tam himself says it's because of ain bigdeim aleihem, ain kuhunasim aleihem. The Talmud says it's because he doesn't ask midin v'kidash though. But midin kol esurei kuhuna, we shouldn't have bizman hazeh. So it's baru pashut shekola shadin novea mitzad etzem kuhunasoi vaday kohen gamur bizman hazeh. The baru pashut that if the din comes from his kuhuna, he's definitely a kohen gamur bizman hazeh. If the din is novea mitzad kuhunasoi, he's a kohen bizman hazeh, and there's no bittul of dinei kuhuna. ורק לגבי דינים הנובים מצד היוסי מוכן הפוני לעבודה. Only those dinim that come from the fact that he has to be set aside for the avoda, there when they're no begadim, in other words, when they're mufka from big day kahuna, ain hem kohanim amyuchadim lavoda, they're no longer the kohanim that are myuchad lavoda. And it's not like a baal mum who's still included in vikidash though. Because there, the mitzius of his kohanic brothers is for avoda. And he's included in the whole tribe. But Bizman Hazeh, we don't have the Etzem Metzias Shel HaKohanim LaAvoda. And therefore, that's what he meant when he said that Bizman Hazeh is no longer a Din Dairaisa Avikidashta. So maybe that's what the Tumim meant. I don't know if the Lodach is Lashon, but when he says, and therefore it's not Doiraisa, what he means is that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. So we don't have a full, we're not properly keeping the Torah. There's no more Avoda. So the Gabei Dinim HaNovim Mitzah that he's Miyuchad Upanu LaAvoda, Kishain Big Day Malayim, they're mufka from Big Day Kahuna. They're mufka, in other words, Ain Big Day Malayim, in other words, they're mufka from Big Day Kahuna, they're not Kohanim Amyuchadim LaAvoda. And since they're no longer Kohanim Amyuchadim LaAvoda, you're allowed to do things that. That are against that are against their being miyuchad lavoda. So they're not miyuchad lavoda. So again, if we're talking about things that are novei me'etzem kuhunaso, so then bizman hazeh he's a kohen and he can duchen. But as far as things that are show that he's special for avoda, not using him, so we don't have that anymore because the Torah is not being fully kept anymore because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, he's mufka from the avoda. He's mufka from Big Day Kahuna, and therefore he's mufka from the avoda. And in the Taz, he's cholek and divrei Rabbeinu Peter, and he holds that mechila ba'am aloy mahani, ela shebemidi de isle hana mine shari. So mechila is ineffective, but if he has hana, then it's mutter. The Torah did not serve, that's what the Kohen wants, and that's like what the Smak says in Mitzvah Seh Pei Gimel, beside the Mishnah Lamelech. Shlo Asra Torah Ela Bechinam, Velo Beschar. The Torah only asr Bechinam, and the Torah didn't asr if it's Beschar, if he's being paid. And that's like what we're saying, that if it's Letzarkoi, so it's not Neged HaMeschayiv Mimashim Yuchar Hu LaAvoda. So it's the tzarko, it's for his own needs, and it's fine. But based on what we're explaining, that's also where Rabbeinu Taz is cholek on Rabbeinu Peter. He says mechila is ineffective, but according to what we're saying, that's exactly what Rabbeinu Peter meant. Rabbeinu Peter was saying that it's the tzarko, and therefore mechila is fine. It doesn't have to be behanar schar. According to the Taz, there has to be hanar schar. And Taka, that's what the Machner writes in Kiddushin Chaf Aleph on the base. Mechila is effective according to Rabbeinu Peter because of what this, like the Smag says, b'schar is mutter, mechila is also mutter. He could be mechila on his schar. It's all up to him. This is what he wants to do. So, well, we said shtims very nicely with the Yesod HaDvarim Shel HaMakneh. That the smag is saying that it's for schar, it's fine. And why? Because it's for his own needs. So therefore, mechil also. The Makneh writes he can be moichel on his schar. Point is, he's doing it for himself. Therefore, there's no pagam. There's no using him for non for what he's not set aside for, because he's doing it for his own purposes, his own will. Even though obviously doing it for schar and being mochel are different, right? Because if he's doing it for schar, then it's for himself. If he's being moichel, then he's doing it for the other guy. But be yisod advarim, it's really the same, because when he's moichel, this is what he wants to do. And memela, just like he can serve himself, he can also serve others if that's what he decides to do. Okay, there's still a fortune to talk about. There's loads and loads to talk about. So hopefully we'll revisit this, and hopefully we'll continue, and we'll see more in the flows. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening. And we should be zeuchem mitzvashem. Laham shichlum orulam elishma lasel kams kol besam turas v'yahava. And to always remember that sof davar kol nishma selokim eretz v'sos v'shmor kizek kol ha'adam shalom shalom.